Based on the pricing calendar, the oil marketing company should have increased prices at the pumps over the weekend. Again, our checks this morning showed that a lot of the oil marketing companies have not adjusted their prices at the pumps. According to the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies, petrol and LPG should be increased by a little over 3% per litre and kilogram, whilst that of diesel should go up by almost 4% per litre. And the reason why this increment has delayed is that most of the big oil marketing companies are looking out for what their competing firms will price before they move to change prices at the pumps. It appears competition has played a major role when it comes to pricing of petroleum products in recent times. This is because some industry persons have argued that it has played an important role when it comes to the bottom line of these companies, as well as market share.
A Business Desk report. Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Anthony Sapon, has hinted that the much-awaited Independent Tax Appeals Board regulation has been passed and ready to be implemented from next year. This is in line with the 2026 budget and economic policy, which seeks to make tax administration efficient to increase domestic revenue. Anthony Sapon made the revelation at the maiden 2026 post-budget forum by KPMG and UNDP.
If you have dispute with GRE, all of us need not go and wait at the court for 3, 4, 5 years. Government is not getting the money. You are not getting your tax matter resolved. And if you are not lucky and the judge gives a ruling to GRE, the interest is waiting. We will collect it. So Independent Appeals Board regulations have been passed and we're working with them to operationalize it. So again, we are investing in the staff development, ethics and digital skills to ensure that GRE, as we relate with the business community, reflects the sense of professionalism and integrity. The 2026 national budget represents a pivotal moment in Ghana's economic journey.
Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Anthony Sapon there. A US-based assistant professor of economics, Dr. Dennis Nsafua, has described the 2026 budget as falling short of the grand ambition of transformation. More in this report.
Dr. Nsafua stated that the 2026 target showed little new ambition. According to him, growth, inflation and fiscal balances are set at below 2025 levels. He stressed that the overall message is clear. The government intends to consolidate the gains rather than pursue expansion. He added that it is understandable for a country emerging from crisis, but it also means 2026 will be a year of stability, not transformation. Dr. Nsafua, who is also a member of the research committee of Tessa Capital, remarked that economic transformation requires more than stability, adding that it demands a decisive reorientation of spending from consumption towards investment.
And to some other stories, Director of Economics and Freedom at the American Institute for Economic Research, Dr. Peter L., is urging the government to prioritize sustained economic reforms that deliver real developments in the lives of Ghanaians. He told Joy Business that Ghana must strengthen internal economic discipline and stability to attract meaningful foreign direct investment.
Last I heard, inflation was between 8 and 9% year over year in Ghana. That's down from much higher a few years ago. GDP, all those things over time. Of course, I mean, the big thing is not to forget, and that is to never, you know, sort of look back and say, you know, 9% is good. Maybe we can let inflation float up to 15%, whatever. It's eternal vigilance. And, you know, nations need to stay on top of that. And, the rewards for having a stable currency are pretty obvious over time. You get people coming from other countries. People will want to start businesses here, that sort of thing. So, I mean, it's something to be very proud of. I think.
Dr. Peter L. is the Director of Economics and Freedom at the American Institute for Economic Research. Minister for Communication, Digital Technology and Innovation, Sam George, has announced that all new roads will now include fiber chambers. This follows a proposal from the Telecoms Chamber to Cabinet, which will reduce fiber cuts and accelerate nationwide connectivity. Sam George made this known at the Africa Tech Festival.
Every new road is also going to be a digital new road. As we construct the road, we're going to ask the contractors to build a fiber chamber right next to the road so that everybody who wants to lay their fiber, what we've done effectively is we've taken your OPEX or the CAPEX of having to dig, and all you need to do is just buy at right of way. It's cheaper for you, and then you can refarm that CAPEX into OPEX to drive connection.
President of the Automobile Association of Ghana, Jeffrey Opompepra, is renewing calls for a stronger national policy to reduce the influx of imported used cars into the country. Speaking to Joy Business, he says Ghana's reliance on second-hand vehicles continues to hinder the growth of the local automotive industry and stalls job creation opportunities.
It's an all-in, all-on-board movement that we have to do. Of course, we know there's a pushback and all this. It's something we have to, it's a transition about that space. Moving from used car into a new vehicle. You cannot really do a hard stop that day tomorrow, but it's a stakeholders engagement that we move from the perspective of used car importation from abroad and then go into a new vehicle.
Jeffrey Opompepra is the president of the Automobile Association of Ghana. Head of Computer Science Department at Lancaster University, Ghana, Dr. Pius Kwao Gadosu, has revealed that the university is committed to nurturing a new generation of students equipped with practical skills in AI and tech innovation. He made these remarks at the Emerging Technologies Bootcamp organized by Lancaster University, Ghana, in partnership with KGL Foundation under the theme, Empowering the Next Generation of Tech Innovators.
First, looking at introduction to computer programming, and then they'll move on to electronics and robotics, and then IoT also included, and then some AI concept. We do not also want to take out ethical, legal, and social education, especially with these emerging technologies that are coming up. We are hoping that they gain the necessary skills that they will need when they move on to higher education, and also employable skills for the future. 3, 4, 5 years from now, most of the job applications are going to be looking for people that have skills in these areas. I mean, apart from that, they should be able to also pick up some of these skills for their own personal employment.
Dr. Pius Kwao Gadosu is the head of Computer Science Department at Lancaster University, Ghana. And to some other stories, Chief Executive of the Academy Time Journal, Joshua Yeboa, has highlighted the importance of bridging academia and industry gap. He says the initiative gives student researchers a platform to showcase innovations, commercialize prototypes, and create solutions that can strengthen industries. He said this at a program to formally launch the Time Journal here in Accra.
If a student is to identify a problem in his or community or nation and embark on scientifically rigorous research to address it, in the end, the student is contributing to the overall development of the country. Even though government is a bigger stakeholder, if we are giving the student the exposure to put their research out there, to connect them with industry players, sponsors, philanthropy to support them, it means that student researchers who have come out with prototypes, with these exposure, with this sponsorship, they can commercialize it. In the end, it will create employment for others.
Joshua Yeboa is the chief executive of Academy Time Journal. Time now for Money Lab.
Hi, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Paul Manti. I work with EDC, a member of the Ecobank Group. We have been discussing personal finance. But today, I want to bring your attention to an important area a lot of us ignore. People plan for all other things apart from enjoyment. Today, I am encouraging you, set aside money for enjoyment. I call it high life. You make money, chop some. Every day, Charlie, you have been budgeting, you have been balancing. The thing is not balancing. Make money and enjoy life. You see, when you observe Christian marriages, the whole marital life is like a triangle. It is church, work, home, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. People never enjoy their lives until one passes on. And when they retire, it's a straight line, church, home, church, home, church, home. Today, I am encouraging you, make money and chop some. After this episode, when you wake up in the morning, your scripture is, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Remember, financial independence is possible.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank Money Emergency Number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payment, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Great for serving you. I am Pius Kujumbaka. Ignition is next. Enjoy.